Parshas Pekudei concludes the Binyan HaMishkan. After all the individual components of the Mishkan were constructed, everything was ready to go. But they had a serious problem. Rashi says, Shleihoye Yechoyel Nakima. The crush and the planks were just too heavy for anyone to lift. So they approached Moshe Rabbeinu. They pleaded with him, please erect the Mishkan. Moshe tried, but he couldn't lift it either. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eich Efsha Kamoisel Dai Adam. There's no human being that can possibly lift this. These planks are so heavy. And the Medrash says something incredible. Hashem told Moshe, Asoik Ata Biyadcha. Put in the effort. Do the best you can. Make it appear as if you're trying to lift it. Moshe did that, v'kama elav. And Hashem performed the miracle, and the Mishkan stood up by itself. And since Moshe made the effort, he was given the credit as if he put it up by himself. This Medrash is teaching us one of the most important fundamental Jewish principles, the Midah v'shtadlus. In Judaism, all that matters is effort. It's true that in this world, we give all the awards and the accolades to the high achievers. This world views success by results, by tangible accomplishments, winning the gold, getting into an Ivy League school, being in the Forbes 500, being in the 1% of the 1 percentile, getting into certain yeshivas and seminaries, doing what we think that the world perceives as chashuv v'shiduchim. In our externally oriented world, only tangible results count. So we define achievement in superficial terms. However, Judaism has a totally different grading system. Success in Jewish terms is defined by toil and effort, regardless of the quantitative output. A person who sincerely strives and struggles is a spiritual success. The Chafetz Chaim used to say, "Medaf tun, nicht oif tun." We have to put in the effort, but not necessarily accomplish. The Mishnah in Avos teaches us, "Loi alecha hamalacha ligmar." It is not incumbent upon you to complete the task. However, "Veloi ata ben charin libatal mimena." But that does not preclude you from at least trying. And this is what the Medrash is telling us. Regardless of the difficulty of the task, we have to do our shtadlus. Because Hashem does not demand results. He wants to see our effort. People ask, how many mesechtes did you finish? If we find someone that's involved in Kiruv, we ask them, how many bala tshuva did you make? But the real question should be, how many bala tshuva are you striving to make? How many mesechtes do you want to complete? I have a family member that read hundreds of shidduchim over her lifetime. She spent thousands of hours on the phone trying and giving all she got. But she has not yet completed not even one shidduch. But she's not discouraged. She's resilient. She doesn't give up. Every day she comes up with new ideas and starts all over again. In the eyes of Hashem, she's a major success. Results don't really matter. Desire what truly counts. Chazal say, Rachmana libaboy. Hashem desires the heart. Hashem doesn't only measure what we do, He also values what we want to do. There's an incredible story told about a tzedekah named Bathsheba. This story goes back to the late 19th century. She lived in a small town near Kovna. She was married to a man by the name of Reb Azriel. He was known as a God-fearing man. They had 9 children together. Then she conceived child number 10. By this pregnancy, she experienced tremendous complications. The doctors urged her to have the pregnancy terminated, but she would not hear of it. What started out first as a suggestion turned into tremendous pressure. They told her, this fetus has almost no chance of survival. And even if it does, in all probability, will have to live a compromised life. But she was undeterred. She remained steadfast. She said, if Hashem gave me this child, I'm certain He will make sure it will turn out just fine. And on top of the difficult pregnancy, she had a very difficult time during childbirth. But much to the surprise of all of her doctors, she gave birth to a healthy baby boy. A number of years later, Europe was ravaged by World War II, destroying almost all of the Jewish communities. 8 of her children, Rahman and Slam, perished in the war, and only 2 survived. This child, born after many complications, and a sister. Out of all of our children, it was this boy who carried on the family name. What makes this story even more remarkable is the identity of this child, who came into this world only because of his mother's emunah. This boy would grow up to be the Manig Yisrael, the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Reb Eliezer Menachem Shach, Zerchayne Tzaddik Lervacha, the Sarah Torah, the Panovich Rosh Yeshiva. At the time of her pregnancy, the mother had no inkling that she was carrying within her the future God Ladar. She only knew that she must carry out her mission designated to her by Kadosh Baruch Hu. She did her part. She did her shtadlus. And Hashem, as He always does, did His part, bestowing upon her and all of Klal Yisrael this great luminary. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.